Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem, welcome back to today's Daf Yomi, which is Beis Daf Gimel. We begin on Daf Beis and Beis, two lines from the bottom. We're continuing our discussion from yesterday. An egg which was laid on Yom Tov, according to Beis Hillel, lo yisei ochel, it may not be eaten. Why? Rav Nachman told us, because we're speaking about a hen which was intended for commercial purposes, legadel beitzim, for egg production, in which case it's unprepared for Yom Tov use, it's muktzah. Not only is the hen itself muktzah for shechita or for achila, even the egg laid on Yom Tov from that time of Goylus is muktzah as well. It's an extension of the hen which is muktzah, and that's the reason why Beis Hillel said you may not eat that egg on Yom Tov. The kasha on that pshat was, if so, why does the Mishnah focus on the egg? The Mishnah could have just as well spoken about the tarnagolus itself, the hen. Since the hen is intended for commercial purposes, you may not be sheichet that tarnagolus on the Yom Tov, it's muktzah. Because of that kasha, Rabba proposed another pshat in the Mishnah. He's not disagreeing in halacha, he just interpreted the Mishnah to be speaking about an ordinary tarnagolus meant for consumption, meant for achila, in which case there is no muktzah issue. What then is a concern? Hachana. He learns from a pasuk that Shabbos and Yom Tov meals need to be prepared in advance during a weekday. In this case, where the egg was laid on Shabbos or on Yom Tov, and the Yom Tov followed the Shabbos, which was the previous day, or it was laid on Shabbos following a Yom Tov, in which case the egg laid today was really completed yesterday. Well, it's a Shabbos preparing for Yom Tov. Since we learned that Shabbos and Yom Tov meals need to be prepared in advance during the weekday, we learn as well that if it was prepared on a Shabbos or Yom Tov that was improperly prepared, and you may not eat that item on the following day, which happens to be a Shabbos or Yom Tov. Continues the Gemara, two lines from the bottom. Rav Yosef Amar. Rav Yosef says, I'll give you another pshat in the Mishnah. Why are you going to Beis Hillel? Is this Beitza Shnod Abiyam Tevas? Gzerum Shem Peres HaNoishr. We're concerned that if you eat this egg, you might actually also have a fruit which fell off a tree on Shabbos or Yom Tov. And what's wrong with that? Because then he might be tempted next time to go up and pick that fruit, which is a malach. Let's go down to Rashi, five lines from the bottom. Rav Yosef Amar, Tam of the Beitza. The reason why the egg laid on Yom Tov is Aser, B'tarnagolus ha'emedes l'achila. Certainly we're speaking about a hen which was Muchan l'achila. It's not Muktzah. Ukedo kibna, as we established, this was Rabba's approach. Let's stick with the same type of chicken. U'bezhil el da'asri mishum peres ha'noishir b'ne'ilin b'shambis. The reason why you may not have to eat this egg according to Bezhil, because it might lead one to partake in a fruit which was shared off a tree on Shabbos. Now, because Salgadai Techash, the Gemara at this point figures, Gzerahi, Mishim Peres HaNoishim. It's a Gzerah. If you eat the egg which was produced on Shabbos, it's similar to a fruit which fell off a tree on Shabbos. And what might happen there is, if you go ahead and eat that fruit which fell off a tree, you might go up and pick that fruit. Deloi Nechlinu. So you shouldn't have the fruit coming off the tree. Dehadami LaPeres HaNoishim Minila Damya. This egg is similar in nature to a fruit off a tree. Shavzu pri anoisha. This is also a pri, something produced from the mother. So it's like a fruit produced from the parent, the tree. And since they're so similar to each other, if you'll have the egg on Yom Tov, you might have a fruit which came off a tree on Yom Tov, which may lead you to pick a fruit off the tree. Continues the Gemara on the bottom line. That's a double gzera. Amarli Abaye. Abaye challenges Rav Yosef. Peres HaNoishrin. Tamamai. What's wrong with actually having a fruit which fell off a tree on Shabbos or Yom Tov? Gzera Shemayala V'yidlish. Because he might actually go up and pick that fruit, which is a malacha. Higu for gzera. That in itself is a gzera. Prohibiting a shorn fruit on account of going up and picking it is a gzera. Should we go ahead and add another gzera to that gzera? A pri that fell off a tree on Shabbos or Yom Tov, is asr by achila, because next time he might be tempted to go up and pick that fruit. He won't differentiate. So that's a gzera. Now, because of that, you're disallowing the eating of this egg as well, because the egg is similar to a fruit, which is similar to going to picking a fruit. That's already a double gzera. We never do that, Rashi. Actually, in yesterday's daf, brought the makar why we don't do gzera l'gzera. The pasuk says, "Ushmartem es mishmarti." We learn, "Asu mishmeres l'mishmarti." Chazal, you go ahead and make a fence around my mitzvahs. So Chachamim would make a gzera, a fence to safeguard the mitzvahs haTorah, but they never go ahead and make a mishmeres l'mishmeres, a fence around their own fence. You don't do that. The point of Chachamim is to protect the Torah's halachas. Well, in this case, Issa Torah is picking the fruit. That's protected by not allowing consumption of a fruit that has fallen off the tree. That's it. That's the first fence. To go erect another fence beyond that, even an egg, which is similar to a fruit, should be usher as well. It's a double gzera. Answers the Gemara, kulacha da gzerahi. It's really all one and the same gzera. Let's go over to Rashi, on the top line. What's wrong with a fruit? Because he might be tempted next time to go up and pick a vitlish. Dhava isura da raisa. Dhainu kaitzer. Shu av malacha. Might go pick the fruit. Kaitzer av malacha. That's one gzera. The egg is a step beyond that. It's a double gzera. And says the Gemara. Chada gzera, he says Rashi. Loishet heizu gzera. Deloi laisil de peris hamnoishun. It doesn't mean that the egg is usher because it might lead you to consume a shorn fruit. Ella, rather, what he meant is like this. Shanim when the Chachamim erected this gzera, don't have fruit that fell off a tree, af beitza hoisib mashma. Included in that gzera, in that original gzera, was the egg as well, which is similar to a fruit falling off its tree. Even though you can't really come to a malacha when it comes to an egg, there's nothing to pick. It was included in that same gzera. So the original gzera, which said, don't consume a pre which fell off a tree, because you might come pick that fruit, included the beitz as well, which is somewhat similar to a fruit being produced on Shabbos. Now, Tosis asks a kash, he says, Tema, I don't understand, what's the worst thing that can happen? We're speaking about Yom Tov. He might go up and pick a fruit off a tree on Yom Tov. We know that on Yom Tov, you may do malachis for the sake of food preparation, oichal nefesh is mutter. So what could be wrong with picking a fruit off a tree? It's lo'ichal nefesh. Tosis brings the Yerushalmi. This is a fundamental formula, a rule which we're going to apply over and over in this Masechta. Not every malacha for oichal nefesh is mutter. The Yerushalmi learns from the pasuk ach asher ye'ochel lechal nefesh, which means you can do malachis on Yom Tov for the sake of food preparation. But then the pasuk nearby says u'shmarta masam matzis, and we have a drasha that this heter of Eichel Nefesh only applies to Malachis Shemishimur Ve'eloch. That's when it's mutter. What does Shimur mean? It says, Tosfos, Dehainu Milisha Ve'eloch. From kneading the dough onward, which is a time for Shmira, when you bake matzis, to prevent chimutz, right? That's a time for Shmira. From that point onward, the Malachis Amutur for Eichel Nefesh on Yom Tov. Aval Shar Malachis, says Tosfos, but other Malachis, the Mekoidim Lekein, which are prior to that stage of Lisha, including picking off a tree, grinding, all the other halachas asurin. So it appears that the heter v'chal nefesh is only when it's in close proximity to your meal, when it's actually preparing and readying that food la'achila, but if it's still premature, you don't really see the food here. Picking it off the tree, that's a malacha off the ground, that's not really directly preparing the food la'achila. That's harvesting, that's ksira. That's very often used in a commercial setting. It's not considered a mas designated for su'uda. In any case, that would not be included in the heter v'chal nefesh. That's how we understand the Gemara. There's a concern of picking, even on Yom Tov, because that's a malacha. So this is Rav Yosef's approach. What's wrong with the egg, which was laid on Yom Tov? It was included in the gzera of Peres HaNoishim. Continues the Gemara, third line from the top. Rav Yitzchak Amar, I have another pshat in the Mishnah. What's wrong with the egg laid on Yom Tov? Gzera Mishemashkin Shezavu. We're concerned about comparing it to juice flowing out of a fruit on Shabbos. Let's go over to the right in Rashi. Fifth line. Mishumashkin Shazov, the Kaimulan, Asur and the Babiyan. Even free flowing juice coming out of a fruit on Yom Tov, on Shabbos, is Asuk. There's none. Vimyotsum Atzman Asur. Ubeitza Nami Dami Luhu. A beitza is similar in nature to fruit juice. Shazova, Vyotsas, Mimokim, Shahisa Blua, because it flowed out from where it was encased. So it's similar to fruit juice, and just as fruit juice is asur, because you might go ahead and squeeze that fruit, which is a malacha, likewise an egg produced on Shabbos or Yom Tov is asur. Continues the Gemara. Amar le Abaye, the same kash as he had before on Rabbi Yosef. Ma'ashke shazov. What's wrong with juice flowing on Shabbos? Time amar. Gzeirah shem yischad, because he might go and squeeze that fruit, which is a malacha. Rashi says it's a teilada of the malacha of dash, because you're extracting something from its encasement, like the grain out of its skin, out of its husk. So free-flowing juice on Shabbos is also because you might be tempted to actually squeeze that fruit. Okay. Higufa gzera. That in itself is a gzera. Don't have this because of that. Vana nekum v'nigzer gzera l'gzera. Now you're going to stretch that, extend that over to the egg. Don't have the egg which appears similar to fruit juice, which flowed out of its fruit, because you might go ahead and squeeze that fruit. It's a double gzera. Answers the Gemara. It's all one and the same gzera. So we added another two pshatim to the Mishnah. We have Rav Yosef. Don't have the egg because it was included in the gzera of Peres Hanoishrim, fruit coming off a tree on Shabbos or Yom Tov, which might lead a person to actually pick that fruit. Rav Yosef's pshat was, what's wrong with the egg? Gzera Mishamashkin Shazav was included in the gzera of the Chachamim, not to partake in juice flowing out of fruit on Shabbos, because it might lead him to actually squeeze that fruit on Shabbos itself, which is a melach. In total, we have four pshatim in the Mishnah. Rav Nachman, which was yesterday, was speaking about a commercial commercial hen intended for egg production. It's mukta, and so is its egg. According to Rabbah, Hachana was prepared on Shabbos for the following day, which is Yom Tov. You can't have that food. Rav Yosef, Peres HaNoshrin, Rabbi Yitzchak, Mashkin Shazav. The Gemara now will analyze why each opinion, each Amoira, didn't agree with the other one. What's wrong with the other pshat? Kulu k'Rav Nachman li'amri. All the other ones didn't follow Rav Nachman's pshat in the Mishnah. Kikushin, as the kasha that we had yesterday, because if it's a mukta concern, why focus on the egg? The Mishnah should have spoken about the chicken itself. Commercial chicken, could you shecht it? Could you eat it or not? B'shamayye, b'shil no? Why focus on the egg instead of the mother itself? Kiraba namali amri, they didn't go along with Rabbi's pshat. Hachana leslu, they don't have the hachana concern. We had several pshatim yesterday, either because they don't even hold of the hachana concept, either because they hold that an egg laid today is completed today. You don't say laid today, developed yesterday. So Shabbos, which is yesterday, prepared for Yom Tov today. No, laid today is considered produced today, and there's no concern of hachana. So perhaps that's the reason why they didn't hold up Rabbah. El Rav Yosef, my timer, lo yamak Rav Yitzchak. But Rav Yosef, who gave us the pshat of Peres HaNoshrin, why didn't he like Rav Yitzchak's pshat of Mashkin Shazov? Amalach Rav Yosef responds, because an egg is more similar to a peri. They're both food items, as opposed to juice, which is a mashkin. An egg is not a mashkin. How could you compare? Amalach, I'll tell you like this. Beitza oichla, an egg is a food item. Uperas oichla, likewise, fruit is a food item. So it makes sense to compare an egg to peras hanoshrin. Lafuki mashkin, as opposed to fruit juice, to lav oichla. It's not a food item. It's a liquid, it's a juice. It's not really comparable. One is not comparable to the other. Rabbi Yitzchak, my time alama Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yitzchak, who gave us the pshat of mashkin shazavu, why didn't he follow Rav Yosef's pshat of Peres HaNoshrin? What was wrong with that? Amalach Rav Yitzchak responds to you. I hold all the way around. An egg which was extracted, which was produced from a mother source, from the hen, is similar to juice which was extracted from its mother parent fruit. Amalach Beitza Blua. The egg was incorporated in its mother, and then produced on Shabbos or Yom Tov, umashkin bluin, and similar to juice, which were absorbed in the fruit until they were extracted and started flowing out. So the egg and the juice are similar in nature. Afuke pears, as opposed to fruit coming off a tree, the megalov kaimu, which were always revealed and visible, they weren't really included or absorbed in any parent entity. And therefore, I prefer comparing the egg to mashkin shazavu as opposed to peres hanesh. So conclusion, we have no less than four pshatim to explain the halacha of beitza shenolda biyom tov loy tziach Rav Nachman muktze. The reason why they didn't like Rav Nachman was because why didn't the Mishnah speak about the din of the tarnagolas itself rather than the egg? Rabbi's pshat was achana. The other Amoraim don't hold of achana. In this case, Rav Yosef suggested peres hanoshrin. The others didn't hold of this svara because the egg isn't something like a fruit which is seen and visible. It's actually absorbed and incorporated within the mother entity, within the hen, and therefore it's dissimilar to a fruit. Rav Yitzchak proposed mashkin shezavu. So according to this pshat, it's a gzera just like fruit producing juice on Shabbos. You might go and squeeze that juice. And the reason why Rav Yosef didn't like Rav Yitzchak's pshat was because how could you compare the beitza to juice? Beitza is a food item, and juice is a liquid, and therefore he didn't hold that it was a good connection. He preferred his pshat. Gzeirum shem peres hanoshrin. Continues the Gemara. V'afra v'yoychanan savar gzeirum shem mashkin shezavu. We find that Rabbi Yochanan as well adopted this approach. Rabbi Yitzchak's approach, which is that the isra of the egg is because it's included in the gzera of juice flowing from a fruit, which is also on account of the chashash of actually squeezing that fruit itself. What do we say? Rabbi Yochanan learned that as a pshat in the Mishnah. The Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yochanan had a seeming contradiction between two Rabbi Yehudas. Rami the Rabbi Yehuda ad Rabbi Yehuda. Umishani, and he actually proposed an answer. And based on that discussion, we see where Rabbi Yochanan was coming from. That the reason for Beit HaShinod B'yontav being Asr is because of the Gzeira Mishnah Mashkin Shezavu. How do we see that? It's not. We have a Mishnah as follows. Mishnah Shabbos says, Ein Seichten Es HaPeres Lo Hitzim Hen Mashkin. Of course, you can't go ahead and squeeze fruit to produce juice. As Rashi said, it was a Malacha, told the Dash. What if it came out on its own? You have apples and suddenly you find apple juice flowing. You can't partake in that juice because it may lead him to actually squeeze that fruit to get more juice. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, it depends what the fruit was stored for. It depends what you had in mind for that fruit. If it was stored for direct consumption, you treat it like an oichel, it wasn't meant to produce juice, then there's no concern there. Hayotzim and mutter, anything coming out is mutter because you're not going to be tempted to squeeze it. That's not what you have it for. It's a food item. There's no concern of squeezing. V'im l'mashkin, but if it was stored for juice production, hayotzim en aser, juice flowing out of that is aser, because you might be tempted to continue squeezing that fruit to produce more juice. End quote. So that's the Mishnah Shabbos. Alma, apparently, this is Rabbi Yochanan speaking, apparently, kol oichlin, or kol le'oichlin, whenever we have a food item, such as in this case, when this pile of fruit was stored for consumption, for achila, it was treated like a food item, not to produce juice, it was meant for achila. L'Rabbi Yehuda oichol de'ifrasu. Something which is a food item and comes apart is considered like a slice off the block. It's considered like a slice of bread off the loaf. Oichol de'ifras is treated like food which came apart. You don't look at it like juice, and there's a concern of more squeezing. No, it's a food item which happened to disintegrate. So that apparently is Rabbi Yehuda's perspective on things. A food item which comes apart is just that. It's not a product of that food, it's just a piece of food that came apart. And therefore he says, you can actually drink that juice. We don't look at it like juice produced from a fruit. It's just a slice of challah off the challah. V'ramhinu, listen to this kasha. V'oy dam Rabbi Yehuda. In addition, says Rabbi Yehuda, what are we speaking about there? 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, Mishnah says you can make two separate eruvin. On the first day you can make one eruv. Next day you make an eruv in the other direction out of the city. Rabbi Yehuda added as well, Mas na adam al kalkala shel peris. The person has a basket of fruit which is tevel. He'd like to eat it on Rosh Hashanah. So we have 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. So Rabbi Yehuda, I propose a solution which would allow him to have that basket of fruit at least on the second day of Rosh Hashanah, although you're not meant to separate Truma Maser on Shabbos or Yontif. How's he going to do it? With a Tanai. Mas na adam al kalkola shel peris. You can take this kalkola, this basket of tevel fruit. Remove Truma Maser conditionally. B'yom Tov Rishon. And on the first day, Rosh Hashanah, he'll separate some apples. And he'll say like this. I'm not sure which day is really Rosh Hashanah. It's a Safek. Is it today? Is it tomorrow? So I'm separating this fruit today and I'm saying, if today is Rosh Hashanah, I haven't said anything. Ignore what I'm doing. If today is really the weekday, let this Truma Maser be activated and applied right now. So you can do that Yom Tov Rishon, v'oichel b'sheni, and have the fruit on the second day, because it will repeat the process the next day. Once again, take those very same apples and say, look, if yesterday was Rosh Hashanah, and today is not Rosh Hashanah, it's a weekday, and I'm doing Truma Maser now. And I can eat it. The rest of the fruit. If, however, today is Rosh Hashanah, then yesterday was not, and yesterday's Truma Maser was activated. So either way, you can have the basket on the second day. Mimon Avshach, it's Motzah. What else did Rabbi Yehuda say? The egg is mutter as well. V'chein beitzah shenolda b'rishayin, an egg which was laid on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, te'achal b'shein, it can be eaten on the second day for the very same reason. The egg laid on Yom Tov is asr on Yom Tov itself. But after Yom Tov, it's mutter. Egg laid on the first day of Rosh Hashanah cannot be eaten on that day, just in case it's Yom Tov. But on the second day, you can eat it miman of shech. If yesterday was Yom Tov, then today is no longer Yom Tov. You can have the egg. If yesterday was not Yom Tov, then it wasn't laid on a Yom Tov. It was never asr to begin with. So either way, that egg is mutter on the second day. Stop. That's the Mishnah. What do we see from here? Says Rabbi Yechanan. Let's make a dig. B'sheni in b'rishon loy. Only on the second day can that egg be eaten because of this calculation. But you can't have it on the first day of Rosh Hashanah. Why? So Rabbi Yechanan is assuming because it's eerily similar to juice flowing out of a fruit, which might lead him to squeeze that juice. And it was included in that gzera of mashkin shezavu. Right? So that's why an egg laid on Yom Tov cannot be eaten on the Yom Tov itself. Who's speaking? Rabbi Yehuda. What did Rabbi Yehuda tell us a minute ago? When it comes to juice flowing out of fruit which was stored la'achila, which were treated as fruit, as food items, not intended for food production. Not intended for juice production. What did Rabbi Yehuda tell us? No concern. It's a food item. It's uchel de'ifrit. It's a slice off the apple. We don't treat it like juice. So why then would the egg be aser? An egg is juice. It's also eichel. It's not included in the iser of mashkin shezavu. So this was the stira presented by Rabbi Yechanan. Umishani Rabbi Yechanan answered, Mishani Rabbi Yechanan, apparently you have to switch some shitas around. Mukhlev as a shita, we're compelled to switch names. Which names? In the first Mishnah. That's how Rashi learns. Then the Mishnah in Shabbat, speaking about juice flowing out of fruit, Rabbi Yehuda was the one who says that it's always going to be always going to be aser. Apparently, even juice flowing out of fruit which was stored la'achila is still considered juice. It's a sugya in Shabbos. And it doesn't differentiate. And therefore, even eggs flowing out of a hen is also included in the gzera of mashu shezav. Okay, so in any case, we see umidukamar miluhadad. The fact that Rabbi Yechon even presents this as a stira. The Mishnah which discusses juice flowing out of fruit, and the Mishnah which discusses an egg laid by a chicken, what's the connection? It's apples and oranges. What's the connection? Shema minochatamu. Oh, apparently Rabbi Yechon learns that the reason for the Beitzah Shenol the Biyantav being Aser is because of Mashkin Shezavu. It's like juice flowing out of a fruit, which is Aser. You might squeeze that fruit. And that explains what Rabbi Yechanan presented as a contradiction. He compared the two contexts, the two cases, because they're one and the same. They're based on the same issue. And that's why he had a kasha. Well, if we find by the egg that will be Aser on that day, Even according to Rabbi Yehuda, apparently, even though it looks like a food item, it's still included in the gzera of Mashkan Shazov. If that's the case, then why, when he stored apples la'achila, do we allow him to drink that juice? What about Mashkan Shazov? So that was the kasha. And he answered, okay, we have to switch some names. In any case, it's pretty clear that Rabbi Yochanan's pshat in Beit HaShenol, the Beyom Tavlei To'achel, is like Rabbi Yitzchak, gzera mishem Mashkan Shazov. Ravina Amar, he says, I'll give you another solution to this apparent contradiction between two Rabbi Yehudas. Lo'ilam le'seifach. You know what? Don't switch any names. And Rabbi Yehuda really holds that a food item that produced something is not included in Mashkin Shazav. It's food, it's not juice. Just as he told us that by Shabbos, if you have apples stored for food consumption, for achila, don't worry about the juice. If so, why does he not allow that egg laid on Yom Tov? Lo'ilam le'seifach, don't switch any names. For Rabbi Yehuda, when Rabbi Yehuda spoke about the egg being usher, he wasn't expressing his own personal opinion. He himself, no problem. An egg? What does that have to do with juice? It's fully mutter. The devrem de rabbanon kamalu. He was simply relating to the rabbanon's opinion. He was speaking on their wavelength. The dedi, according to my sheita, afilu barishin amisharya. You know, this egg is mutter even on the first day of Rosh Hashanah. It's just a food item that came apart. So an egg off the chicken, just a slice off the bread. It's not juice coming out of fruit. Eladid chuber, according to your sheita, meaning, I'll grant you. Okay, let me follow your way of thinking. You consider an egg like juice out of a fruit? Okay, let's assume so. Eladid chuber, even according to you, at least concede to me, agree, that when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, on the second day you're mutter. Either way, the b'sheni sharia, the shtei kedusha saying, because 2 days Rosh Hashanah are considered two separate independent kedushas, meaning, we treat them independently. One of them is really the Rosh Hashanah, one of them is not. So certainly the egg laid on the first day is us on the first day, but it's mutter on the second day, because either day is not Rosh Hashanah. That was his argument. V'amelei Rabbanon. Rabbanon responded, lie, no. Don't go down that route. Kedusha achasi. We hold that really 2 days Rosh Hashanah, one and the same Kedusha. Rashi gives a whole hesber, because even in the time of the Miglish, at times they would have 2 days Rosh Hashanah, and gave it a gather. They treated it like one continuous, uninterrupted Kedusha. Therefore, you can't make this calculation. Well, late yesterday is Mutter today because one of these days is Chol. No, they're both one singular entity of Kedusha. So, according to Ravina's Pshat, certainly Rabbi himself would not consider the egg Asur on Yom Tov because it's not juice flowing out of a fruit. He was simply relating to the Rabbanon. You consider it to be like juice flowing out of a fruit. What about the fact that you have that Meman of Shech when it comes to 2 days Rosh Hashanah? The Rabbanon responded in disagreement. Ravina Breder of Ula Amar is coming once again to explain, to answer the apparent contradiction between two Rabbi Yehudas. In the first mission, we find that Rabbi Yehuda says apples stored for Achila will not pose a problem of Mashkir Shazava because it's just food coming apart. It's not juice produced by a fruit. In the second mission, he speaks about an egg produced on Yom Tov being Asr. How is that? Says Ravina Breder of Ula Amar, Hacha Betar Negoylo, so I met this Legadol Beitzim. You know what? We're not speaking about a hen intended for Achila. We're speaking about a hen designated for commercial purposes to produce eggs. Rabbi Yehuda l'tamei d'islay mokta. Remember, Rabbi Yehuda is the one that has this very broad application of mokta. He holds that something which was unprepared, undesignated for Shabbos, Yom Tov use, is off limits. It's mokta, and therefore, in this case, he says, the egg is mokta. So it's not because of Mashkin Shazavu. We're speaking about a mokta concern. And therefore, it's unrelated to the sugi of Mashkin Shazavu. There's no contradiction to begin with. So in summary, we had a stira within Rabbi Yehuda. In one place, Rabbi Yehuda says, fruit juice coming from fruit which were meyuchad la'achila is mutter. Seemingly, he holds that something produced by a food item is merely treated like a slice of that fruit. And therefore, it's not included in the gzeira of Mashkin Shazav. On the other hand, he says, a beitza which was nulled on Yom Tov is asa. A beitza is a food item. Why would it be asa? We have three terutz. Rabbi Yechanan says, In both cases, he really holds Aser. And the names in the first Mishnah have to be switched around. Rabbi Yehuda was really the one who said Aser, according to Ravina. In both cases, he holds Mutter. Eichel de Ifras is just a food item sliced into pieces. In the case of the Beit HaShenoda, he was just relating to the Rabbanon. You hold it's a problem. Fine, okay. But what about the 2 days Rosh Hashanah aspect? There is a Maman of Shach Bimata on the second day. The Rabbanon responded in disagreement. Ravina Breda of Ula says, certainly Mashkin coming from fruit which are Miuchad Achila is no problem. Why then is the Tanagolis, which laid that egg, a problem? Because we're speaking about Tanagolis intended the Gadol Beitzim for commercial use. There's a Mokzi issue. And therefore, it's also on the Yontov itself. Continues the Gemara Meisvei. Listen to this Kasha from our Brice. We're going to go back to the original Mishnah. Beitz HaShenoda B'Yontov. According to Beis Hillel, it's Aser. We had several Pshatim. We had Rav Nachman, Mokza. We had Rabba, Hachana. We had Rav Yosef, Peres HaNoishon. We had Rabbi Yitzchak, Mashkin Shazam. The Gemara is going to challenge those Pshatim. Meisvei. Listen to this Kasha from our Brice, which says, Echad Beitz HaShenoda B'Shabbos. Whether the egg was laid on Shabbos, Ve'echad Beitz HaShenoda B'Yontov, or laid on Yontov. Ein metaltan oisa. Not only can't you eat that egg, you can't even use it. You can't even move it around. Loi l'chasas bo'as ha'kli, whether to use it as a cover on a kli, v'loi lismach bo'kari hamita, or to support your bed, the legs of your bed on this egg. How do you do that? It says Rashi off to the left. L'chasas bo'as ha'kli pleats l'chis, cover some sort of container, or lismach bo. How do you support your bed on an egg? You take the egg and you put it straight up vertically and you put something heavy on the tip and somehow it's going to support it. Don't really try it. I once did it. Ended up a mess. So somehow you can use that egg to support even a heavy load. So don't do that with this egg, which is usur. You can't eat it. You can't benefit from it. Continues the Gemara. But you can take another kli and invert it, overturn it on this egg, to protect it from breakage. So that's mutter. So that's the first part of the brisa. The egg itself is asur b'hana, asur b'tiltel, but you can protect it. Part two of the brisa says usveka asura. Let's say you had a suffix. Was this egg laid today? Like yesterday? You come to your chicken coop, you find a newly laid egg. Mazel tov. When? Was it today or yesterday? You're not sure. Sveka asura, you have to treat it like iser. Part number three of the brisa, vinmas arva. Let's say this egg got mixed in with many other eggs, even with 1,000. Vinmas arva be elef kulan asura is the whole asur. So you have three parts to the brisa. Firstly, the egg is off limits. Even suffix asur, even a mixture is asur. Let's analyze the brisa based on the various opinions we had as to the reason, the time for the Isser. Let's see if it works. This works according to Rabbah. Which part of the Brice are we focusing on? The fact that we say Suffolk is Isser. Why is it Suffolk Isser? So according to Rabbah, who says the reason is because it was prepared in the wrong way. It was prepared on Shabbos for Yontov. And that's an Issa d'Araisa, have a Sveka d'Araisa. So it's a Suffolk involving an Issa Torah. And we know, b'chol Sveka d'Araisa l'chumra, whenever we have a Suffolk concerning Issa d'Araisa, you have to go to l'chumra. So that's why the egg is also even misaf. El al Rav Yosef al Rav Yitzchak. What about the other Shitas? Rav Yosef, Rav Yitzchak, da'amei b'shem gzeira. The egg is only Asur on Yom Tov midirabbanon. It might lead to picking, it might lead to squeezing. Sveka d'Rabbanan. If so, it's only a suffix involving Issa d'Rabbanan. B'chol Sveka d'Rabbanan l'kula. We know for a fact that when there's a suffix associated with Issa d'Rabbanan, we go l'kula. So why does the Brisa say this suffix, whether the egg was born today or yesterday, is Asr? Sveka d'Rabbanan. Answers the Gemara, Seifa Asan l'suffix Trefa. Part number two in the Brisa, Osveka, the Surah, is not speaking about the same egg. Rashi says, once we're speaking about halachas associated with eggs, we add another scenario to the list. Safek Trefa. an egg which was born from an animal, where we had an uncertainty as to the status, whether it was a treifa, had an internal wound, in which case the egg is usher as well. So that's a suffix. That's a suffix deraisa. Because it's really from a treifa, it's isum deraisa. And that's why we say suffix is usher. So true. Initially, the Brisa spoke about the egg which was laid on Shabbos or Yontif, which only involves the Isid Rabbanon. But then the Brisa proceeded, switched tracks to a suffix involving an Isid Arais, and therefore it's us. Okay, that makes sense. Ihochi, but let's proceed to the third part of the Brisa. Eima Seif. What did the Brisa say? Nis'ar Rabbe'el of Kulan Asuris. If this very egg that we're speaking about got mixed in with even another 1,000 eggs, it's all us. How are you going to explain that part of the Brisa? So let's step back for a second. Which egg are we speaking about? So this makes sense if we're speaking about the original egg. Suffolk, whether it was laid on Yom Tov or during the weekday. Now we can understand why, if that egg gets mixed in with another 1,000, it would still be us. You know why? Because this egg is something which has matirin. What does that mean? Although currently you can't have it. If it's laid on Yom Tov, you can't eat it. But it's mutter after Yom Tov. It's a time-related iser. It's a limited time restriction. Right? Fruit off a tree on Shabbos can be eaten matzah Shabbos. Juice flowing from fruit on Shabbos can be eaten matzah Shabbos and matzah Yom Tov. Likewise, this egg is usher only today because it might lead to a malacha, but after Shabbos, after Yom Tov, it's mutter. So it's a time-related, it's a limited time iser. And we know that. When we speak about a davar sheyesh lematirin, it's never bottle. V'chol davar sheyesh lematirin, afilu be'elef le'bottle. We're going to see in Rashi the reason for this. Chacham made an exception. When something is also permanently, yeah, then if it gets mixed into others, it's bottle. When something is a limited time issa, we say, look, patience. Why do you have to eat it in this manner when it's really a suffix? You don't know which one you're picking out of the bunch. Could be the Isser. So why get involved in the suffix? We don't want to create that appearance of a lack of commitment to Isser. We don't want to create a zilzal to make the Isser light. So have a little patience. Don't eat it in this manner when it's a suffix. You might actually encounter the Isser. Wait until tomorrow when it's really mutter. So davar sheyesh lematirin, something which has potential heter after time, afilu be'elef le'batel, that would explain why. If we're speaking about an egg which has a Shabbos Yom Tov restriction that got mixed into many others, it wouldn't be bottle. Eli Amris Savik Trefa, but according to your pshat, that the Brisa switched tracks. Initially we spoke about an egg laid on Shabbos, but then it switched tracks to a Savik Trefa. We had that Kasha, right? We had the Kasha, why is it Savik Rabbanon Asr? So we switch tracks. We're speaking about a Safik Daraisa, Safik Treifa. That's why it's Asr. Then the Mishnah proceeded Brisa with the next phase, a third part of the Brisa, that if that egg gets mixed into 1,000, it's Asr. So if it's a Safik Treifa, it's a Davar She'ela Matirni. Yeah, Treifa can never have Heter. It's Asr permanently. But to Bata Baruba, why isn't it a bottle in the Elef, in the 1,000 other eggs? So why is it Asr? Let's take a quick peek at Rashi, off to the left. She'esh Lematirni. Why is the egg laid on Shabbos or Yom Tov something which has matirin? Says Rashi, "Sheyochel ochle achar Yom Tov b'heter gomer," because just wait around. After Yom Tov, you can eat it perfectly fine. And then we say, "Afilu be'elef le'batel." If that egg gets mixed in with even another 1,000, it retains its iser. Why? It's been derabon. Explains Rashi, "Va'afagab demur deraisa chad v'treid batel." Even though deraisa, any type of iser is batel. If one gets mixed in with another two, it's bottle. Techsiv achrei rabim lahatis is the source for bitul barayv. In Bezdin, you follow the majority. When you have a mixture of isser and heter, you follow the majority. So even one isser and two heter is mutter. That's been a Torah. Achmu rabbanon. Rabbanon apply to isser, a chumra. Don't have this thing. Hoyevu yeshloi. Matirin achazman. Since you can eat it beheter after some time, just wait around. Lo yechlenu b'Israel de bittel. Don't have it right now through bittel. Because it might create an impression that Isser is something to be taken lightly. You allow yourself to take a chance when you could wait a little bit and have it beheter with certainty, that perhaps creates a zilzal when it comes to Isser. Isser is not so chashav, not so important. If the Chacham say, if you have an alternative, you can eat it beheter, wait around. Wait till after Yontif and then have it without any concern. So that would work if we're speaking about the egg which has Issa d'Rabbana. An egg which was laid on Shabbos or Yontif, which case you can have it after Yontif. But if we're speaking about a Safek Treif, according to your pshat, we're speaking about a Safek Issa d'Raisa, that's Engle Matir, it's never Mutter. So why does the Braisa continue and say that egg falls into a thousand, it's Aser? It's a plain Issa that fell into a Heter, it should be Mutter. Continues the Gemara. V'chi Teva, perhaps you'll say, you know why the egg is not Batal? Even though it's Issa d'Raisa, even though it has no potential Heter, it's not going to be Batal when it mixes to others, because it's Chashiv. It has significance. It's sold by unit, by number. Beitza chashuva v'le batl. Beitza has chashivas. It doesn't really mix with the rest. It doesn't become part of the equation. It stands alone. It's not batl. Honich l'madomar. That works according to the shita that says, kol shadarku l'manishenino. Any item which is even occasionally sold by number, by unit, it won't be batl. So then an egg perhaps would fit that description and wouldn't be bought. El al-Mad Amr. El al-Mad Amr is Shadark al-Iman Shanina, but according to the other sheet, that only is Shadark al-Iman Shanina. We learned that something which is always sold by number, exclusively sold by number, really has chashivas by all people. Only that won't be bought. Michael and Maimon, how could you apply that by an egg which is many times sold by estimate? You just sell a basket of eggs. Some people sell it by number, not all people, so that's not enough to give it chashivas. So why wouldn't it be bottle? Where do we have this discussion of what constitutes a davar shebe minyan, something which is sold by count, which is not bottle? Where do we have this discussion? Listen to this mission. This fellow had bundles of these beans which are used for seasoning, which were grown in a vineyard and are asur b'hanah. Yidoku, they have to be burnt. And sarav b'acheres. Suppose these bundles got mixed with others. V'acheres b'acheres. And those others, this new mixture now, furthermore, got mixed in with yet others. So it's a mixture of a mixture. Kulun yidoku, divra meir, everything has to be burnt. Because the meir holds a bundle of tilson sold by unit, sold individually, sold by number, has chashivas, and irrelevant of how many you have in this mixture, that bundle of Kalei HaKerem retains its independence, doesn't mix with the rest, and therefore you can't say it's batel. That's the Ramea Shita. V'chacham Oimrim, they disagree. Even Davar Shebeminyan is batel. Yalu Bachas Masayim, as long as you have 200 times as much as the Isser, it's batel. That's the Shia when it comes to Kalei HaKerem, because Asur Bachil and Ba'ano, as Rashi explains. So once you have 200 over this amount, you just pick out one, you assume that's the Isser, and it's mut. Shahay Rav Meir Omer, Rav Meir used to say, Es Shadarki L'Manis Mekadish, anything which is sold by number, has individual chashivas, is not batel, it makes it us. V'chacham Omer, they disagree. Eine Mekadish Ela Shisha Dvarim Bilvad. Numbers, that doesn't do anything. Only time you say it's not batel, the only time you say that it's mekadesh, that's a lotion of two kadesh, it's going to generate the din sreif on the mixture, meaning it's not batel. Eine mekadesh, only time you have that is elo shisha b'dvar milvad, the following six items which have added significance, they're chashev, they're not batel. Rabbi Kiva Omer Shiva, we actually have seven things, he adds another to the list. Ve'elohin, what are these six or seven things? Egoizedi, walnuts, perach, from this town, perach. Rimoini, the pomegranates, badan, from this town. V'chavi estumis, closed up barrels. V'chalfei trodden, these leaves of the beet plant. V'kilchei kruv, the heads of cabbage from Eretz Yisrael, chashev ones. V'delas yivanis, this type of pumpkin. So these aren't batel on account of their chashivas. Rukiva moisiv, avkikush v'alabais. He adds another to the list. Homemade bread. So a loaf of bread, made by the balabais, is not bottle, irrelevant of into how many he got mixed. Haroi la'orla, any of these items which are potentially orla candidates, orla can present an orla concern. If they're orla, they got mixed with others, they'll be us. Haroi la'kalai akerim, any of these items, plants, vegetables, which can potentially present a kalai akerim concern, kalai akerim, then they'll present a kalai akerim concern. Okay. So Rabbi Meir holds that something which has individual count, something which is sold by number, is not bought. Now, to what extent do we say that? V'itmar lo, and we learned a pshat on Rabbi Meir's shita. Rabbi Yechon Amar eshedarki d'mane sheninu. Only something which is exclusively sold by number, that's considered davar shel b'minyan, is not bought. Rabbi Shimon Lakish Amar no. He stretches it further. Kol shedarki l'mane sheninu. Anything which is even occasionally sold by number, like an egg, is considered davar shel b'minyan, which is not bottle according to Rav Meir. So getting back to our discussion, the egg which slips into another thousand is not bottle. You're telling me because the egg is chashiv, because sometimes it's sold by number, that works according to who? Ha nicha l'Rav Shimon Lakish. That works according to Rish Lakish. Even occasional sale by number gives it chashivas, so it's not bottle. El Rabbi Yechonon, but according to Rabbi Yechonon, Michael Lemeimer, how can you apply that concept here? An egg is many times sold by estimate, by bunch, by basket. So although sometimes it's sold by number, that doesn't give it enough chashivas. And why wouldn't this egg be bottle? Amrav Papa, hi Tana, this Tana that we just learned, that the egg falls into a thousand is not bottle. Tana de litra ketsiesu. He must be the Tana mentioned in the next Mishnah, discussing a litra, a certain measure, a weight of ketzias, dried figs. What does that Tana say? The Amar, kol davar shel b'minyan. Something which is even occasionally sold by number, afilu b'drabbanan le'batel, even if it only has an issur rabban, it's not batel. The koshkim with the rice, and certainly if it's the rice, like the treifa egg that we're discussing. And that explains the brisa. So the brisa began discussing an egg laid on Shabbos or Yontif, which perhaps only involves Issur Rabbanan. The Braisa switched tracks. A Suffolk Treifa egg, Suffolk Deraisa is Asr, and that egg, Suffolk Treifa, falls into a thousand others, is not bottled because at times an egg is sold by number, sold individually. Has Chashivas is not bottled. Where do we find this Tan? This Nan. As we learned, Litra Ketzias. Ketzias are these dried figs. They took a certain amount, litra, certain weight, certain amount of ketzias, which happened to be truma, shadar salpi eagle, which you pressed into this container called the eagle. So you know the top layer is truma, and the rest is not. V'eini yedea, the problem is he doesn't know be'ez eagle darso, into which container he pushed these truma figs, or he pressed them into a barrel, alpi chavis. The top layer of the chavis is not truma. He's not sure into which chavis, into which barrel of chulin figs he pushed these truma figs. Al pi kaveris, onto this round cylinder-shaped container. He's not sure into which container he pressed these truma figs. We have Rav Meir's version and Rav Yehuda's version. Rav Meir's version is as follows. Rav Meir Omer, Rav Lezer Omer. According to Rabbi Lezer, Royness El Yoines Kilo and Prudos, although you know with certainty that the truma can only be found on the top of one of these containers. But we view the top layer as though it's separated off the top, as though it's mixed in with the rest. We consider all the figs to be one mixture, one entity. Rashi says it's a kula because truma figs only the Rabbanon, and everything goes into the equation of Atachtoines Ma'alois El Yoines, and all the figs, even the lower level, they accomplish bittel. So if you have 100 times more heter than truma, it's mevatlet. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, no, you have to look at the top layer separately. Im yesham mea pumin, if you have 100 mouths, meaning 100 top layers, you have 100 barrels there, in which case 100 are chulin and only one is truma, then yalu, of course it's mevatlet. Vimla, but otherwise you can't put everything into the equation because the suffix is only present on the top, not inside. Hapumin asur, and all the top layers are asur on account of the suffix truma. Vashlaim mutar, and everything else is mut. So this was Rav Meir's version of the machlokes between Rav Elazar and Yeshua. Rav Yehuda Omer, he has a different version of the machlokes. More machmer. Rav Yehuda, Rav Elazar Omer, im yesh sham meyapumen yalu. If we have 100 top layers, which are chulin, 100 times more than the truma, then it's batal. So he adopts Rabbi Shua's approach. V'imla, but otherwise hapumen asur, all the top layers are asur, ashlaim mutarn, everything beneath them is mutar. Rabbi Shua Omer, he is very machmer. Oh, here we found what we're looking for. Afilu yesham shloish meyas pumen. Even if you have 300 top layers, way more than you need to be mevatel the truma, lo yalu. It's not going to be mevatel the truma. Rashi explains because sometimes top layers are sold by number. They're distinct entities. And even if it's occasionally sold by number, it's called a dover shebe minyan, and it's not batel. And this is the mandama that we're looking for, and that's why the egg, even if it's a suffix trefa, is a deraisa, it's not batel. Even though it's not yeshli matir, it's not bottled because it's a dover shebe minyan. At times, eggs are sold individually. Okay, let's just finish the brisa. Doros of the eagle. He took the tumor of figs and he pushed it into the eagle container. Being a day, he's not sure. But is the eagle doros into which container he pushed it? Divrei HaKol Yalu, all agree it's bottled. There's 100 times more than the tumor. What do you mean? Divrei HaKol, all agree? It's mutter? Hainu plug tayu. This is the topic of the machloigas here. What do you mean, all agree it's mutter? Amra papa, chikama, the brisa meant like this. It wasn't on the top layer. It was somewhere inside. Whereabouts unknown. Doros of the eagle, he pushed the truma into the eagle container. Vainly a day is not sure, but Ezim Malkim eagle doros, into which side of the eagle he pushed it in. Eagle it's fine, or Ledroima, whether on this side or on that side. Divrei HaKol Yalu, all agree, it is 100 times mochul in its bottle because it's not sitting on top. And of course, everything combines, everything is part of the equation. If there's 100 times more than the truma, it's bottle. Okay, in any case, we found the Manda Omer that we were looking for. And something which is even occasionally sold by numbers, not bottle, that explains why the Trefa egg is not bottled in 1,000, because sometimes it's sold by number. Rav Ashi Omer says, I'm going to give you another pshat to explain the brice. We're speaking about an egg laid on Shabbos or Yontav, asr. Even if it's a suffix, whether it was laid today and yesterday, asr. Why? That was the kasha. It's only xeru derabbanan, according to those shittis. Why is it asr? Suffix derabbanan. Says Rav Ashi, you know why? It's a dava sheyesh lematir. Now just like you understand. When a davar sheyesh lamatir gets mixed into others, it's not batel. Why take a chance? Wait until it's mutter. Likewise, says Rav Ashi. You have a suffix to begin with, whether it's late today or yesterday, why take a chance? Even if it's drabban, the davar sheyesh lamatir, wait until tomorrow. Rav Ashi Amar Loilam suffix Yom Tov suffix Chol. The Brice is speaking about an egg where there's a suffix, whether it was late today on Yom Tov or yesterday during the weekday. It's still asr. Have a davar sheyesh lamatir, because be patient. Why take a chance? Something which is a time-related iser. It's a time-limited iser. Afilu b'drabbanan le'batel, even though it's only drabbanan, it's not batel, which means just like it gets mixed into others, it's not batel, because why take a chance? Likewise, even if there's a suffix to begin with, whether it was late today or yesterday, it's a limited time iser. Why take the chance? And therefore you have to wait until tomorrow. So that explains the brice. Suffix Rabban is Asr in this case. The egg which got mixed into others is Asr in this case, because a davar sheyesh lamatirin. Why take a chance? So in summary, we had three pshatim in this brisa. The brisa which had three parts. Brisa says a beitza is Asr. Brisa said a suffix beitza is Asr. And even if it got mixed into a thousand, it's Asr. So three pshatim. According to Rabba, that the egg which was laid on Shabbos and Yantav is Asr min ha-teira, achana derais. So when it's a suffix when it was laid, suffix derais lechumra, it's Asr. Gets mixed into 1,000 others, it's also because it's a davar sheyesh lamatirin. Why take a chance? Eat it tomorrow, so it's not batel. According to Rav Yosef and Rav Yitzchak, that the iser of an egg on Shabbos Yom Tov is only derabbanan. So how do we understand the brisa? There are two approaches. Either the suffix is speaking about a suffix treifa egg, that's isim deraisa, suffix deraisa is also. When it gets mixed into 1,000, it's not batel because we're following Rabbi Yeshua. Even something which is occasionally sold by number is not batel. Davar shebinyan loy batel. According to the last approach of Rashi, let's go back to basic. We're speaking about an egg laid on Shabbos or Yom Tov. Even if there's a suffix on it was laid, don't eat it. Why take a chance? It's a davar sheyesh lamatir, therefore you have to wait. And likewise, if it gets mixed to 1,000, it's asr. For the same reason, davar sheyesh lamatir is not batel. Okay, time for a quick chazara. We learned that Beit HaShanal DeBiyantav is Aser, either because of Hachana, which is Issa Daraisa, or because of the Gzera of Peres HaNeishvan or Mashkin Shazavu, which is the Rabbana. Either way, even a Safak is Aser, either Safak Daraisa L'Chumra, or because of Davar Sheyesh L'Matir. And that's why even what gets mixed to others is also Aser, because Davar Sheyesh L'Matir, Nafilu Be'elef, Lo'i Batal. Kol Tov to you and much Hatzlacha.